always have a plan, Colfax. I always have a plan. I come in here with this show every single day. We've got it written out what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do. I rarely hit everything that we write down. I go on tangents that just last too long. I blow through breaks, and Colfax has to try to fix my many, many mistakes. Well, I have my plan today, and we're going to get to it. But first, there's this. All right, this is at ESPN this morning. From Sarah Barship. Barshop or Barship? ESPN staff writer. I don't know. A massage therapist. I almost said a massive therapist there. That's, you know, that could have confused everybody. A massage therapist in Houston has filed a civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, alleging inappropriate conduct in her home in March 2020 by the Houston Texans quarterback. So I want to like go through this line by line with the hooligans here today, Colfax. First paragraph. What's wrong with that paragraph? First paragraph. Alleging inappropriate conduct in her home in March 2020. Massage therapist. It's a professional massage therapist. In this day and age, if you're going to go to a masseuse, are you taking that chance? Going, especially if you're a high profile. And again, all parties here to me are innocent until proven guilty, whatever. But to me, it's kind of like nothing good happens after midnight. If you're out and about after midnight partying, and the story reads 2:30, a guy was picked up or a girl was picked up, something bad happened. We always, first thought is, that's probably a bad thing. Probably something bad here. Is it strange that a high-profile quarterback would visit a masseuse, man or woman, to be real honest with you, at their home? I think that's a little strange. A little interesting. All right, let's keep going. The lawsuit, which was filed Tuesday night by Houston lawyer Tony Busby. My kid watches it's like a British cartoon about bumblebees. It's awesome. They canceled it after two seasons. It's called Busby. So I don't know if there's any relation there, but that's where my brain went when I read that line. And appeared on the Harris County District Clerk's website on Wednesday morning. Alleges that Watson committed civil assault when touching the massage therapist with his penis and that he intentionally or knowingly caused physical contact with the plaintiff when Watson knew or should have reasonably known that plaintiff would regard such contact as offensive. Watson responded on Twitter to the lawsuit on Tuesday night, saying that he rejected a baseless six-figure settlement demand. Anything wrong with that paragraph, Colfax? We're barely into this case, and there's already a settlement demand. So, is that fishy? Is it a little fishy? Baseless six-figure settlement demand, and that this is about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that. At the time of his statement, Watson said he had not seen the lawsuit. I mean, this just happened, right? Filed a lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. This allegedly happened in March. So this March, or March 2020, excuse me, last year. But the file was put out Tuesday night. And I'm not going to get into like psychology here either, because Colfax, that can be a dangerous road to get down when you talk about, well, why are they waiting so long to come out with the story? We all know why. There are women, men, people, children that were battered and gone through tough things, and they just don't want to face it. They don't want to deal with it for whatever reason. And again, I'm not busting into that. So I've never really been one of those guys that's like, well, why now? Why come out about it now? And again, on the flip side of that, there are stories where they come out about it now and they prove to be erroneous. So that's why it is important for us to open these kind of stories, read the report as a news report, and just let it play out. I'm not going to make an opinion one way or the other. Don't know Deshaun Watson. I don't know who this massage therapist is. But these are the stories. This is the facts. These are the facts right now. A lawsuit has been filed. That's what we know. Deshaun Watson, of course, is saying, no, this is absolutely crazy. It's a baseless, quote, a baseless six-figure settlement demand, and that this is about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that. He said, I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect, Watson said in his statement. The lawsuit, again, alleges that Watson booked a massage on March 30th, 2020, so about a year ago, with a massage therapist who regularly works in her home. After leaving the room, the massage therapist alleges she returned to find Watson lying on the massage table with just a small towel covering his groin area. The lawsuit says the plaintiff, quote, began to feel extremely uncomfortable. And, quote, it became apparent that Watson wanted a massage for only one reason, sex, end quote. It accuses Watson of exposing himself and subsequently touching the woman. Now, I guess, Colfax, in this day and age, I find it hard to believe that if Deshaun Watson is that kind of guy, I still find it hard to believe that you'd put yourself in that position. Now, again, I'm not saying he is or isn't. I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. But aren't you always amazed? You and I were discussing, this is a different story, but yesterday, a band that I like by the name of Flaw, nobody knows who this is, so that's fine. We don't really have to get into it. The lead singer yelled at three, they were white guys in the front of the concert, and yelled the N-word at all three of them, telling them to get up on stage and fix something, and he yelled it on the microphone. And that kind of stuff, it's like, in this day and age, and I'm not saying it's right, but especially now, it's like, why would you say something, whether you feel that way or not, whether you're racist or not, why would you put yourself in that position if you're a high-profile person? And again, we're all thinking, and I'm just saying, because I know there's the negative Nancys out there that are like, Brady, if you said it, you're racist anyway. It's better to know that you're racist, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't do that kind of stuff. People say stupid things. Do they always mean the stupid things that they say? Colfax, I say a lot of things, man, off the air that I probably shouldn't say. Just mean things, you know, about you, and I feel bad about that.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, it's behind your back, so it's totally cool. It doesn't hurt your feelings because you've never heard it. My point is on this whole thing is, first off, why would you do this? Why, you know, again, both sides here. It's really crazy to me. And here we are with this story that nobody can confirm. Now, in the lawsuit, here's the interesting part here to note. In the lawsuit, as far as feeling uncomfortable, blah, 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 we get through that part. She claims that that Watson later texted her to apologize. So isn't that our first step?
She claims he apologized?
She claims that Watson later texted her to apologize, according to ESPN.
So then that's our proof that it happened?
Right.
Is that what she's saying?
So have we found this text? Let's read on. We're almost done, so I don't think we found it. The Texans issued a statement Wednesday saying they are aware of the matter. We became aware of a civil lawsuit involving Deshaun Watson through a social media post last night. I mean, I don't even need to read this. You know what they're going to say. This is the first time we've heard of this matter, and we hope to learn more soon. We take accusations like this very seriously. We will await further information before making any additional statements on this incident. Now, the not-so-important part of this, and you have to bring it up, this is what we do. We have to be real. Did the price just go down on Deshaun Watson? Because how long is this going to take? Now, I know some of you are thinking, oh, it's calloused. It is what it is. Now, the Broncos waited until Von Miller's situation cleared before they went forward. They took it to the last minute, and then they picked up his option, which is kind of controversial, and we'll get to that. The fact that they picked up the option. Is that not the... Do you wait for this to settle before you make a move? And if that's the case, how long does this take? Draft's coming up. And that changes things, because by that point, we're done with this. You've made your moves, and again, you could still trade for him at any point. Carson Palmer was traded in October when that deal happened. But I don't know, man. Innocent until proven guilty. I truly believe in that. I really, really do. On both sides of this thing. If it's true, then that sucks for that massage therapist that she was put in that situation, and it's awful. I don't even know why I have to say that, but I'm saying it. If it's not true, then that massage therapist, shady. And that sucks that you put Deshaun Watson in that situation. Here we are. That's where we are. Power to Play sports poll question today. We were going to go the Nico Medved route today, which we will. Is he gone? Is he destined to be out of CSU? Or is he a family man, loves Fort Collins, loves the fact that it's a pretty safe town, all that. I want to get to that. This is a tough one, Colfax. And I don't think you're a bad person, by the way, if one of your first thoughts was, oh, did the price tag go down? This is sports, man. It's not real life to us. We watch this with bated breath in the background, waiting to see what's happening. The whole time we discussed Von Miller, how much did we talk about Von? And then we brought up, oh, and by the way, there's this court case going on. I mean, have we found the text? That's the big question, isn't it? That's the evidence. I mean, you can still prove one way or the other, I suppose, but if there's no cameras, like if you go to a masseuse today, I don't know, do they have cameras set up? They probably have at least witnesses around the area that could hear if there's any weird things going on.
Could ask Robert Kraft about that.
They had cameras, right?
I think so.
Did they drop? They dropped all that, right? That's all done.
I think so. Okay. I think there's some.
There's some shady
outside
going
of court
on.
Stuff. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
I didn't follow it.
So, yes. I mean, okay, that's good that you bring that point up. That happened.
Yep.
Where are we with this? Is this something that you think will stick with Deshaun and hurt his career, hurt his name, which he just said it's about clearing his name? Or, and again, you're not being a sexist pig if you say, I don't know that the thing has much staying power.
I mean, if I were to bet on it, I'd say probably be okay. He'll come out okay.
I would imagine so.
If I had to bet.
Now, again,
I'm not defending him if he did anything wrong. I'm not going to defend that.
If he did it and we have a text that says, hey, I'm really sorry about my behavior, then we know something happened. We don't know how much, but we know something happened. So, I mean, am I missing something? Was there a text that I'm missing? Now, let me read this one other story here. Tony Busby said in an Instagram post, again, that's the attorney, Tuesday night, that he has filed a lawsuit against Deshaun. The Texans quarterback put out the statement saying he looks forward to clearing his name. Watson responded on Twitter to word of the suit saying he rejected a baseless six-figure demand. Okay, we got that. Busby did not specify the allegations against Watson at that point, so we have that information now, but referenced behavior with women and later told Fox 26 in Houston that Watson went too far with the woman who was giving him a massage. Deshaun again doubled down and said, I've never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. We have the Texans statement. We have the fact that Busby, I'm sorry, that's a crazy name. I've never heard that as a last name. Is it Boozby or is it, it's B-U-Z-B-E-E.
Busby.
Busby, man.
Gotta be.
Check it out. It's a British show on Netflix. It's about bumblebees, man. It'll blow you like 10-minute episodes, man. Short and sweet to the point. We don't miss much. We love it. Busby's well known throughout the Houston area for his law firm and unsuccessful 2009 campaign against Mayor Sylvester Turner.
He's well known for an unsuccessful?
Unsuccessful 2009 campaign. You don't want to be well known for something unsuccessful.
That's a bad thing.
Typically, that's not good. I don't know, man. It's an opinionated show here. I'm not constantly just reading news headlines, so my opinion's probably of the mindset that this will somehow, I mean, here's the thing that's scary with this story. If you're going to side with Deshaun Watson, here's what gives you that ammunition. The fact that we're already talking, if Deshaun's correct, that we're already talking about a six-figure settlement. Was that already brought to him? Because if that's the case, before we even get to court, this is what we want. That's always a little shady to me. If it really happened, and you want to get some justice here, get the text.
Shouldn't it be about, like justice, like criminal justice? Not,
should be. Not money.
Not money.
No. Okay, so where's the text? That's the thing, right? Can't we get that unless you deleted it? And why would you do that? I mean, do you ever?
I've never deleted text.
I don't even
in my
know
life.
How to delete no, text. Either. You could probably see texts from people from when I first got a cell phone for the very first time. And it was like, we're just trying to figure this thing out. Takes me forever to write hi. No, hi, H, got to run through there. And oh, I missed it. Got to go over it again. And hi. I don't know. I think that's strange. And again, I have two articles in front of me from ESPN. I have no mention of dissecting the cell phone just yet. I'm not a, Colfax, I am not a detective. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
But that would be my first step. That's the first step. Unless they demanded this settlement first. And say, hey, we got a text to prove it, maybe. Crazy. Crazy. So now does...
I do want to say something here.
Sure.
And I don't know the best way to say it, but do evil people apologize for things they did? typically.
That instant, because you already know you screwed up, right? You already know you screwed up, and you already know you're being a bad dude. Like, you're not just screwed up. If you do this, you are a bad guy.
Yes.
Right? That's not to say you can't learn from your mistake and grow and become a better person. Right? Okay. But if you do this at that point, March 2020, if he did what this woman is alleging he did, then he's a bad dude at that point. March 2020 version of Deshaun Watson is a bad dude. Not a good thing to do. And again, there's other circumstances, but if he flat out did that, and then she had made mention too that he said something that was kind of threatening to her when she felt uncomfortable and told him to leave, that he had said something threatening to her.
Okay.
We don't know what that is
yet. That is.
But if that's the case, right? If that's all true, if her side checks out, bad dude. So he gets out, gets into the car, and shoots her a quick text and says, sorry? You already knew you messed up.
What if that's just, I don't know. I feel like people doing bad things don't typically apologize in that manner.
And to get,
so maybe if he was
maybe
if he misunderstood, again, if we take her for his word, or if we take her for her word, bad situation.
Yeah.
But let's say he misinterpreted the situation.
Could have.
And maybe was what's up?
Hey, is that not what happened with Kobe Bryant? That's what Kobe Bryant has. Yeah. That's what his story was at the end of this whole thing. And now Kobe Bryant, and again, he's a basketball hero. But after this whole thing, when he wrote a letter. He wrote it in the letter. The words might even be, I misinterpreted the situation. I thought she was into something that clearly she wasn't. He thought that. Kobe Bryant ended up being all right. We all kind of moved on with our lives, and Kobe is, we've got statues all over the country, all over the world of Kobe Bryant. I'm not arguing that. Love Kobe.
Yep.
So again.
So we have yet to hear Deshaun's side of the story other than he's just denying it.
He just said it's a baseless six-figure settlement is what he's saying. Right? He said six-figure. It's a baseless six-figure settlement demand. So, and if according to that text or tweet, doesn't that make you believe that they already sent him a letter basically saying, here's what we want.
We'll go quiet.
Right.
That's what it would sound like.
And that's kind of jacked.
A little bit.
To me, that kind of muddies the waters. Hooligans, yes. What do you guys think on this? If that's the fact, we don't know that that's the fact. But if that's the case, doesn't that muddy the waters? Now, if we have a self, and again, why would you, if you did something bad like this, and you're a bad guy, and you did this, then you also know you want to get away with it. Bad guys like to get away with things.
I think so.
They don't typically apologize and put themselves, they don't admit wrongdoing.
Right.
Not right off the bat. So why would you text, sorry about that, now that's evidence forever. I don't know. But that's why we let this thing play out. It does seem a little fishy. Just reading the story seems a little fishy. 23 minutes after the hour. Oh, Colfax, we have so much to talk about. So little time. NFL free agency is absolutely going crazy. Hey, Eastside Chris, how are you doing, my friend? Your boy, Andy Dalton. That's our big story of the day. Andy Dalton is not going to be a Denver Bronco. One of our great texters, Eastside Chris, wanted Andy Dalton so badly. Not happening. Chicago Bears. Chicago wanted Russell Wilson. They got Andy Dalton. They agreed to a one-year, $10 million deal after Russell Wilson pursued. So Andy Dalton is now a member of the Chicago Bears. 24 minutes after the hour. A lot to get to today. Short time to do it. Nico Medved. I love this guy. He's an amazing dude and a wonderful basketball coach. I am very nervous about his future with Colorado State. If it isn't this year, is Nico Medved long for Colorado State? Go vote at theholeshow.com. That is our poll question. Or is CSU a true stepping stone? And even so, does that still mean Nico's gone? Your thoughts, we'll go vote. We'll read the results when we come back. We are live from the Auto Collision Special Studios. Already a lot happening. We shall return.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Just wanted to get to that part. It's a mental thing, man. Just like that part. It's a good part. Crank that up, Colfax. That's really good.
Gotta be a little careful.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I don't know where it starts.
I don't know either. Hey, we don't want to get any trouble. We don't want to get any trouble. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. See, I screw things up and you recover. That's what we do.
We're a good team.
That's what you have to do. Here's more on the tweet, and then, I don't know, we can move on throughout the day, but it's just it's a big story. He wrote this more, in more detail. Deshaun Watson on Twitter. As a result of a social media post by a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer, I recently became aware of a lawsuit that has apparently been filed against me. I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. The plaintiff's lawyer claims that this isn't about money, but before filing suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected. Unlike him, this isn't about money for me. It's about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that. That is why I think it's fishy. If it really happened and you're all about justice, then you file the lawsuit first, right? I think.
100%.
Okay. Now, the news yesterday from Rich Eisen was that this, check this out. The rumor, this was football. The rumor is he doesn't want to play in New York. The rumor is he doesn't want to play in Miami. He wants to play in two places, Denver or San Francisco. That was Michael Lombardi on Rich Eisen's show talking about that.
Before?
This was yesterday, the story went crazy.
Huh.
Did the price go down one way or the other around Houston or around Deshaun? Because we always say this, when this kind of stuff happens, still like, it's almost a, not I don't want to say where there's smoke, there's fire, but almost like, hey, this is going to be a long process. Do we want to get away from this? And he wants out anyway. Did the price move at all? Or is it still three firsts, the second, your firstborn, and New York City?
It depends how quickly it gets taken care of. But because you're right, because if this is hanging over your head, and if everything is true, then yeah, it would absolutely affect the price, and maybe he shouldn't even be in the league, right?
Yeah.
If he's that bad of a dude.
Yeah. Right.
But otherwise, no, it wouldn't affect it at all.
Well, okay, worst case scenario. For Deshaun, it's going to be like a Kobe Bryant situation, right? Because Kobe settled, right? That's what happened. So if that's the worst case, then you go on and you're... Kobe Bryant was fine. I'm making the comparisons, yeah. And I know people are probably freaking out about that, but those are the facts. Those are the facts. Dixon says, my boy Eastside just wanted Andy Dalton on the Broncos because it would probably help our Chiefs to keep curb stomping the Broncos. See what you've done, Eastside Chris? You've given this monster that is Dixon, you've given him power. Now he has his own Hooligan. And that's a scary thing. It's building an army.
What if Eastside was a Chiefs fan all along and he's playing a Broncos fan? Because he doesn't want to... And now he's finally showing his true colors.
That makes it interesting. Hey, the Broncos players have an awesome lawyer. They never get in trouble for anything. Noob! Noob! That would have been a top text. A top text. It's Wednesday.
Day late, man.
Doesn't count on Wednesday. That was beautiful. Beautifully done. This always happens to Noob. He wins three in a row. First Hooligan to ever do it. That was before we were giving prizes away. He texts this beautiful text here that would have won, and it's on a Wednesday. Noob doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just wants to just throw out amazing texts.
Yeah, it's about the fun. It's about the experience.
He plays for the fun of the game. He doesn't play for the money or the fame like Dixon does or McClain.
He's got three championships under his
belt. He does. He didn't get anything for it.
No.
New.
It's
we
like
love
Tom
you.
Brady.
It, yeah. No respect. He's got 7 Super Bowl titles, and still we talk about him like, man, just a regular
just
guy.
Just a noob.
Just a noob. 33 minutes after the hour, Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Man, look at this vote. We haven't had one like this in a while. I'm going to have you guess which one's leading the way. Do you think Coach Nico Medved will be a long-term head coach for the Rams? Yes, he loves CSU and Fort Collins. And we all just, on the Yellow Brick Road, and we dance along. No, CSU is a stepping stone job for a guy like him. Do you know what's leading? Barely.
Oh, it's a barely?
Uh-huh.
I feel like, let's take a chance. Yes, he loves Fort Collins.
51%
really?
Say yes, he loves CSU and Fort Collins.
That's a surprise to me.
48% say you're McElwaining it. No, CSU is stepping it. Or no, 51% is McElwaining it. Excuse me. 48% say no, CSU is a stepping stone job for a guy like him.
Interesting.
Is CSU that? Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, UNC is a stepping stone job. Any other college outside of CU, for sure, is a stepping stone job. If you're like a 50-year-old guy, 50-plus, 55-plus or something, and you've coached pretty well, and you lost your job, and now you're kind of like, you know what, I'm only going to do this for like 5 to 10 more years. I could see you saying CSU is a good final destination. Steve Adazio, perhaps. We'll see. For Nico Medved, it is 100% going to be about what does he want in his life. Because the sky is kind of the limit based on the trajectory he's gone right now. Although I want to caution people. We said the same thing about Mike Bobo after 3 years? He went 7-6, 7-6, and 7-6. That third season of 7-6, you kind of came down to earth, I think, and we were like, oh, maybe Bobo's not as good. And then he had the health stuff happening, and that was kind of it for him. I think Bobo could still be a hell of a coach. I think he got derailed. I really do. I think he absolutely got derailed with his health. If he stayed healthy, he'd probably still be around a 500 coach, maybe with a chance to do something big. Nico Medved, though, doesn't he just feel different? Like he's the kind of coach that can rally anybody. And he's done some amazing work. So the first question is he going to go to Minnesota? That's the opening. His name is definitely in that mix. And then the question after that is if he doesn't take that job, is he going to be gone in a year or two anyway? And it's a crazy vote. Go vote. Let us know what you think. Wholeshow.com is the website, Colfax. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. I have to read it when it's in front of me, but when I'm at home and I don't have it in front of me, I know what it is. It's a crutch, Colfax.
You're just rattling it off.
It's what it is, man. Noob just said, hey, wait, today's not Tuesday. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa! It is St. Patrick's Day. On the Rocks Liquor, if you're doing your own celebration at home, On the Rocks Liquor, man, they have it all decked out there. It's really cool. They got it all set up for St. Patrick's Day, ready to go. So get your best spirits there. They have the Colfax, what is it? The Molly Brown spirits,
yes,
from Denver. Whiskey.
Only place you can get them in Northern Colorado.
Only place. That's it. B-Rad says, holding him ransom till he pays up before filing charges makes it feel like a money grab. Anyone with his money would have easily just paid a 6-figure amount if they were guilty. That's a pretty good point, B-Rad. That's a pretty good point.
That's a good point.
That part does strike me as a little fishy. Here comes Dixon. Let's see. Brady, I think you're right that we need to see the text Watson sent. But as the Triple T results can often confirm, something seems to happen where the good texts seem to come up missing. So that's the thing. Can you alter texts? Can you disappear texts? Can you delete? I don't even know how to delete texts, but that's going to be an issue. I mean, if you were saying you wanted this 6-figure amount, wouldn't you as a lawyer use that text as the leverage? Or do you say that's in my back pocket for the court case coming up? If you really want to settle, then wouldn't you have said, hey, we have this text where you said, again, it's not a quote. Nobody knows what the text said, but hey, I'm sorry about my behavior. If you had that, wouldn't you have said that if you're a lawyer and you're demanding a 6-figure settlement? Or would you have held on to it?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
That's true.
I don't know where that's valuable.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Smart people. There's a lot of smart people out there.
Yeah, a lot of dumb people, too.
Lawyers can be not as smart, right?
That's very true.
You ever seen the movie Liar Liar?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Who am I kidding? He was a genius in that movie. He couldn't tell a lie, but figured out how to win a case still. That was a smart movie, phenomenal. The writing was off the charts. The guy is cursed. He can't tell a lie because he lies to his son all the time. And his son, over a birthday cake, wishes that daddy would stop telling lies. Boom. He can't tell a lie. It's amazing. It's just great writing. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Sorry, that was good. That's good. Kovacs, you've been on fire with the tunes lately, man. Did you write that one or?
No, this is the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
Sorry. Let them have that.
Okay, let them get the glory there. Joining me on the First Advantage Hotline, Mark Johnson can probably play the guitar. I'm just guessing. He can do pretty much everything. The voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, is that true? Can you play the guitar?
No, I wouldn't say that. I play around with the guitar, so I do. I've always wanted to. It's been one of those things that I've always thought, man, I'd like to do that someday. So I've got one. I play around. My son's quite accomplished. But I can play two songs to the point where you could recognize them. I can play Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, and I can play Okie from Muskogee by Merle Haggard.
Hey, so, I thought you were going to say Smoke on the Water, which is what 99% of the people I talk to say. So I think you're already ahead of those
far
guys.
Too advanced for me.
Mark, this game between the Buffs and the Hoyas, I mean, Georgetown, talk about a smoking hot basketball team down the stretch, doing everything it took to win their conference tournament. Buffs are in. We're happy about that. But are we happy about who they're playing?
Well, I think there's a couple of things here. First off, was the reaction by everybody when Georgetown came up on the line, okay? And what we reacted to, and everybody reacted to, was, holy cow, it's Georgetown. Here's the good news. Patrick Ewing's now a 58-year-old man. He's playing, or he's coaching, not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? He's not 20, okay? Sleepy Floyd's not going to be out there. Michael Graham's not going to be out there. All these great players. Georgetown basketball this season was a sub-500 team.
Yeah.
They were 9-12 going into the tournament, caught fire over the weekend, played exceptionally well, and beat a Creighton team that appears to be in disarray with all the stuff going on swirling around their coach. And so the question would be then, is on Saturday at Hinkle Fieldhouse, the Buffaloes going to see the 9-12 team that lost to Navy earlier this year, or are they going to see the unbelievably hot team that played for four games in the Big East tournament over the weekend? And, Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are, and generally you end up falling back to the mean, and so, that'll be the question. Colorado's going to have to be prepared. They're a big basketball team. The Wahab kid looks like he's very athletic at 7 feet tall. They've got another 6'9" guys put up nice numbers, and so they're an interesting-looking team. When you really break them down, Brady, they turn the ball over a lot. They're in the bottom third in the nation in turnovers per game. They don't shoot the ball, when I say that overall, from the field at 42%, which is a pretty low number. They shoot the three relatively well. They rebound decently. They're about kind of a rebounding team that Colorado is, so a decent rebounding team. And their points for and points against are almost identical. So they score as much as they give up on a game-by-game basis. So, I haven't looked at a lot of tape. I plan on looking at some in the next couple of days just to kind of see them physically. But in terms of just breaking the numbers down, there was a great reaction to Georgetown. Holy cow, they were on fire over the weekend. And then you look beyond that and go, oh, well, that's what they were all season long. So what kind of team is this? I think, that'll be a good question on Saturday.
Mark, I was looking all over Twitter, too. Was it Jamorco Pickett saying something, asked about McKinley Wright and said who?
Yeah.
Later went on to kind of elaborate, but was that, what was that? Was there any shade there, or are we having fun?
My guess was, it was kind of like we did a little online show last night with Tad Boyle and Rick George. When I said to Tad, keep in mind this is on a Tuesday night, I said, well, give us a scouting report. And he said, well, Mark, I got to be honest with you. I've watched a couple of games at this point in time. Mike Rohn's got the scout on this one as assistant coach. He said he's really delved into it. Tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday, so, you know, what is that, 3 days ahead of the game, he said, tomorrow I'll get my full education on him. So he said, I can't give you a great deal of detail. He said, there's a kid, I think, named Pickett. There's one named Wuhab. And so he didn't know the personnel. So when I read that comment, I thought to myself, well, that's kind of an unfair question to a college kid to say, from somebody who plays all the way across the country, hey, what do you think about McKinley Wright? And the kid's like, well, I don't know who that is. That's the way I took that. If they would have said, hey, the point guard for Colorado, the kid would have probably gone, well, you know what our coaches is telling us, he's really good. So I didn't take that as much of a shot at McKinley as it was just kind of a kid like, I'm not even sure that is. That's not somebody I've ever crossed paths with. So I didn't take – now, who knows? That might be blowing up into some great, you know, locker room bulletin board material for the Buffaloes. And if it works out that way, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm always looking for headlines like that, Mark. You know, I'm always going to that first head. We got to just blow it up, right? You mentioned Tad Boyle, of course. And you and I have talked a lot about Coach Boyle and just – the guy he is, the coach he is. We could go on for 8 hours here talking about the accolades, but I just think he has one of the more interesting stories that I don't know that a lot of fans know if you're a Buffs fan, but not everybody knows about Tad. That basketball was just kind of a hobby for him for a while. He was a commodities broker for a while, making a lot of money doing that, and he kind of took a chance. He gets in a terrible car accident and kind of comes out of that like, I don't know if I want to make basketball just a hobby anymore.
Well, he was, you know, because he played at Kansas, and then he got in the financial world. He was doing very, very well as a young man. And then you're right, it was, and I'm not sure the exact intersection there, like it was 287 and 95th or, you know, Arapahoe, right? Kind of with that west area, or east area, just a Boulder, I beg your pardon. And he got in a heck of a car accident out there. And, you know, kind of reevaluated. He'd been doing some high school coaching at that point in time, and then, you know, thought, you know, when you have your life flash before your eyes like that, you probably reevaluate a little bit and say, well, am I doing what I really wanted to and enjoying my life and impacting people? And then, you know, I had an opportunity with Mark Turgeon, who was at Oregon, Eugene, Oregon. And he and Turge were great friends, of course, and they played together at Kansas, were in the backcourt together. And Turge says, hey, man, there's a spot you could probably come in if you really want to do this. Now, keep in mind, he's making some solid jing at that point in time when he had that car accident. He took what used to be called, it's not there anymore, they used to be called the restricted earnings coaching job. And I think that back in the day, that was about 10 grand a year or something, okay?
Wow.
And so he goes from doing quite well as a young man in the financial world to, hey, I'm going to take $10,000 or $12,000, whatever it was. It was a low number. And I'm going to jump into the coaching world and give up what I've been doing and take a chance on myself. Now, obviously, I think Tad's paycheck is very nice these days. And so it worked out very well for him, but it was a heck of a chance. And I've always appreciated that about him because, you know, he just didn't cling to the money and said, no, I'm going to go out and do something where I'm making a difference. And, you know, finally got his opportunity up there as a head man at Northern Colorado. That worked out very well. Came to Colorado, and obviously the rest is history.
Mark, obviously you and Tad have had conversations about this, about that incident, about the accident. Yeah. What was it? Was it some kind of divine intervention there for Coach Boyle, or did he come out of this and he's just like, what am I doing here? Life's too short. I want to do what I love.
Well, I think, and I won't speak for Tad from a spiritual religious standpoint, but I think there was just a reevaluation. You know, I mean, I don't know the specific details, but I think he got T-boned basically on an intersection and pretty serious stuff, and you know, comes through that, and it's just like, well, you know, I think when you have a major moment like that in life, you kind of, you know, because the thing about it, Brady, and generally in life, most of us just kind of get into the flow, right? We're like a leaf that falls in the river, and we're just kind of scooting along because that's the way everything's going, and you don't make a lot of waves, and, you know, you don't veer left or veer right. You just kind of go along with the current a lot of times. And I think I've always tried not to do that. I'm always looking for off ramps and all those kind of things to do different things. But I think generally speaking in life, that's the way you get. And so when something major happens in your life, there's a little bit of a get back in your heels and open your eyes and go, what's going on here? What am I doing? Am I really where I want to be? And thank goodness from my standpoint, I had some people early in my life that said to me, hey, be thinking a little bit. Don't just take the path of least resistance all the time. And so I kind of grew up with that message. And I think for Tad, that was a moment for him that, like all of us have had at some point in time, when something major happens, he stepped back and went, wait a minute, is this really where I want to be? Or is it just where I happen to be? And I think that was kind of a turning point for him.
Yeah, I know basketball fans, not just Buffs fans, but basketball fans are happy that Coach Boyle, not that he got in a car accident, but happy, of course, that he made the decision to really dedicate himself to basketball. I love his story, too. You know, Greeley West, Loveland, Longmont, the show right before us, they were talking to the Longmont head coach, and there's the tie into Coach Boyle there. And then he ventures out, Oregon, Tennessee, all those schools that you mentioned, Mark, and finds himself back here with UNC. And then, of course, now, I mean, his dream job, and you and I have discussed this at great length. I don't think you could ever find anybody better for Colorado. I think Coach Boyle has that job for as long as he absolutely wants it.
Well, and remember, there are a couple of things that they could have really turned this. Okay, he was at Wichita under Mark Turgeon at that point. So Turgeon had then, you know, when he was with him at Oregon, eventually Turgeon gets an opportunity to be a head coach at Wichita. And that's where I first crossed paths with Tad. I'm at Illinois State in the Missouri Valley. He's at Wichita, and we would have great interaction. I don't know, high to a handshake and that kind of thing. So I was aware of him at that point in time. When it was becoming apparent that Turgeon was becoming a hot property and going to move on, Tad has told the story very publicly that he went into the athletic director to sit down and to gauge the would I be a candidate kind of thing, and got kind of a lukewarm response. And so, you know, think about how history could have turned if that would not have been the case, and he would have actually gotten an opportunity. But he said, I read the tea leaves and thought, well, maybe, you know, because Tad understands that every day in your life you're auditioning, okay? So, you know, under those circumstances, when you work someplace and there is a promotional opportunity, you've already interviewed for that job by what you do every single day. And it didn't work out there at Wichita. He knew he had to go someplace. So, you know, he left and ultimately took the UNC job, and it's worked out fantastically here. But you think about what would have happened, because Wichita was rolling at that point in time. Might have changed college basketball, you know, very significantly if he had gotten that job.
Yeah, no question about it. Mark, appreciate you spending some time on that one. Hey, what time does coverage get started for you guys on Friday?
Well, Saturday, yes. Yeah, we're flying out on Saturday, heading to Indianapolis. Looking forward to getting into Hinkle Fieldhouse, one of the great old barns in all of college athletics. But it's an early one, so it's a 10:15 Mountain Time tip-off. That'll be the first game of the day on Saturday. And we're going to hit the air at 9:30 in the Colorado Basketball Network, so very early game.
Mark, always appreciate you, my friend. We'll be listening. Looking forward to coverage this weekend.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. We'll take a quick break. We're way up against a break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
We have the games. Go to 1310kfk.com to see our preps, college, and pro game schedules on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Colfax, I'm up against it, man. Great chat with Mark Johnson. I could talk to that man forever. We got all this Deshaun Watson stuff, our poll question. Nuggets, Jamal Murray said something a little silly. We'll get your thoughts on it next. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy.